Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Amarni Marazi Sheyichyu and for Moshe Rabbein Pashadina, Le Nishmas Maris Esther, Vas Rib Shmuel. The Mishnah tells us in Mesechus Mav Metzia and Tav Tesam at Beis, Hayarocha Bagabi Vehem, Rasim is riding on a donkey, Rasim sees a Metzia, Varma Lechaber and his sister's friend, who's standing nearby, to now they give it to me, but not Blah, his friend took it, Varma, and he said, Aniza Chisiba, I was Zocha for myself, Zocha, but he's Taka Zocha, and he doesn't have to give it to the rider. But if he, Amar ani zachisi batchila lo amar klum. But if after he gives it to the rider, he says, "Ah, I was zocha for myself first," he said nothing. Rather, it belongs to the rider. And Rashi explains that filar meaning I'm going to be amtzei lachavero lo kana chavero. Even if you say that if you pick up something up for your friend, you're not zocha on his behalf. If you pick up a mitzia for your friend, you're not zocha on his behalf. But here is the rider gets it. His friend gets it. Why? Kevin diyale kani mamar shach. When he gives it to him, he's counted Maman of Shech. What's the Maman of Shech? Either way. If the first guy was counted, because he wasn't miskavi to get to be maknit to his friend, Hayavi Niyalev Matani gave it to him as a gift, so Mamela belongs to his friend. And if the first guy wasn't counted, Mishum Delomi miskavi, because he wasn't miskavi to be counted, Havle Hefker. So it's Hefker, because we hold him, we give him Sila Chaber, Lo Kane Chaber here. So even if you hold that way, when he picks it up, it's Hefker. Until he comes into the other guy's hand, and the other fellow, the rider, is Kona. Hi, this person. When he was ogre from the hands of the first guy for the sake of acquisition, it belongs to the Roiched, either Mitzad, that the first person was Kona and then he gave it over to the Roiched, and then the Roiched was Kona, or alternatively, he wasn't discovering to be Kona, and it was Hefker in his hand. And then when he gives it over to the rider, then it goes to the rishus of the rider. Ad kan midivrei kotcho shel Rashi. V'yesh ledakdek, we give him a dakdek in Rashi. Rashi should have said, I kanye kama mishum shayim miskavim leknos la'atzma. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "I kan yekava the lo miskavin lahaknos lachavero." Why does he say the lo miskavin liknos lahaknos lachavero? He was koned mishum shayim miskavin liknos laatzmo, because he was miskavin to be koned for himself. That's the opposite of the seifa. What does the seifa say? V'lo kan yekava mishum the lo miskavin liknos. So it should have said in the Reisha, Ikan Yekami Mishum Dei Miskavin Liknos. That would have been a proper contrast between the Reisha and the Seifa. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ikan Yekama, if the first person is called it, the Lo Miskavin Lahaknos Lachaber, because he wasn't Miskavin to be Makanet to his friend. Say better. Say, because he was Miskavin to be Kona for himself. And he Lo Kan Yekama, if he wasn't Kona, because he wasn't Miskavin to be Kona for himself, then it's Hefker. If he was a miskavin to be counted for himself, then it's a matana. If he wasn't miskavin, then when he gives it over to the guy, it's a matana. And if he wasn't miskavin, then when he gives it over to the guy, until he gives it over to the other guy, it's hefker. So why does Rashi say a funny lashon of the lo yikan yekama, the lo miskavin haknas leho? Because we know why he was counted, because he wasn't miskavin to be makna to his friend. Why don't you speak more directly? Say shay miskavin liknos laatzmo. That's the opposite of the seifa, where it says lo miskavin liknos laatzmo. Marenu Hagonim Nasan Gishtetner Zechatzadik Lufracha, and his Nasan Piryam Dafim Ches explains that it would appear that Rashi's Lashitasa, because it's Mashma later on, that Rashi holds that Hefker Midas is considered Das Acheres Makne. That if one is Mafkir at Midas, that's considered Das Acheres Makne. The Rishonim writes, that where there's das acheres makne, you don't need kavana lekinyan. Ayin rash bebegidin daf chaf amir aleph. Now, somebody who's magbia, this object, he wasn't miskavi to be kona for himself b'shas hakbaso, because we see that he didn't say ani zachisi batchila at the beginning. He only said it after he gave it to his friend. Just if this mitzia is something that they were mafkir midas, so the first person was counted even when it wasn't miskavin liknos. as long as he wasn't miskaven to be makne to his friend. So he's miskaven to be makne to his friend, it's pashut that he's not konen, because it's hefker kavana. He doesn't want to be konen for himself. So that's all with Dabar Shel Hefker. But Ba'aveda, where the Ba'alim weren't mafkered meretzonam, so this isn't Das Acheres Makne, and he's only konen if he has kavana liknos. So again, the Shita Brashi is that Hefker Midas is Das Acheres Makne. The Rishonim say when there's Das Acheres Makne, when someone's makne something to me, he has kavana lahaknos to make it acquired to me, I don't have to have kavana to acquire. It's enough that he have kavana to be makne to me. Now this Magbiya wasn't misguided to be kona for himself, b'shas hakbaso, because we see that he didn't say ani zechisi patchila. Just after he gave it to his friend, he said I was zoche. But if this mitziah was something someone's mafkir midas, then he's kone, even if he wasn't miskavin liknas, as long as he wasn't miskavin lahaknas lachavera. So if he was miskavin lahaknas lachavera, that's hefech hakavana. But if he wasn't miskavin liknas, that's enough, as long as the other guy was miskavin to be makne to him. So that's all if it's a davar shel hefker. But ba'aveda, shel hefker rabbalim meretzonam, let's say you have an aveda, that the ba'alim word mafkir and meretzonam, this is hefker when they were mafkir and meretzonam, there you don't need kavanas kenyan because the mafkir is das acheres makne. But if it's an aveda that the bialim weren't mafkir meretzonam, vada it's not das acheres makne, and he has to have kavana liknos. That's what Rashi says mamanoshach. Ikan yekama. The first guy was kona d'lo miskaven hakos lechavero. You know why? Because we're talking about hefker, where you don't need kavana liknos because it's das acheres makne. And if so, as long as he wasn't miskaven to be makne to his friend, even if he himself also wasn't miskaven to be kona for himself, he's still kona. And therefore, Rashi didn't have to write the Kanye Kama Mishum Shay Miskavin Liknos Latzma. Rashi didn't say Pashut that he was Miskavin to be Kona for himself. He doesn't have to be Miskavin to be Kona for himself. Because it's enough if he doesn't have Kavana to be Makna to his friend, then automatically he's Kona for himself because it's Dasacher is Makna. And in Lo Kanye Kama of the second guy, if the first guy wasn't Koned because he wasn't Miskavin Liknos. In other words, now Rashi's saying that if it's an Aveda that doesn't have Das Acheres Makne, and therefore the first guy wasn't Koneh because he wasn't Miskavi to be Koneh. So that's what Rashi means when he says, V'lo Kanye Kama. You know why the first guy wasn't Koneh? Because we're not dealing with Hefker, we're dealing with an Aveda. And if it's an Aveda, then if you don't have Kavanah to be Koneh, and you're not kone. And if so, what's the status of this object? It's hefker. When is it hefker until? Adamati liyade dahai v'kanye, hi. Until it goes in the other guy's hands. So if he doesn't have kavanah to be kone and it's hefker, so then das acheres makne, it belongs to him. And then if it belongs to him, then he gives it over to the other guy to matana. But if he wasn't miskavin liknos, and if he wasn't miskavin liknos, and if we're talking here about an aveda, then he wasn't koned, and it remains hefker until he gives it over to the other guy, until he gives it over to the rider. Adamati liyade dehai, until it goes over to the other guy's hand. V'kanyenis konehai, v'mayde akrei miyade dekamel l'shem kniya, when he was okerit from the koneh, from the first guy, from the Magbiya, for the sake of Kniya, as Rashi says. And since the second guy, the rider, was Miskavin Liknos, it's Gevaldik. If so, even if it's an Aveda, that's not Begeder Das Acheres Makne, nevertheless, he's Koneh, since he was Miskavin Lahedya, he explicitly was Miskavin to be Koneh. Now in the Sefer Ozeruah, he has another Gersa than Rashi, and he writes, Rashi's Mesupak, Behigbiya, Belo Miskavin Behefker, Ikanya Lo Kanya. If somebody was Makbiya without Kavana Behefker, is he Kona or is he not Kona? Ain Shem in the Orange of Ruin, there he writes, that Akbar Lamala Mishlesha Kanya Behefker, Af Belo Miskavin, Ulamata Mishlesha Kanya Rakbe Miskavin. So if you're Kona, if you lift it above 3, you're Kona Behefker even without Kavana. Beneath 3, you're Kona only if you're Miskavin. Ain tosis bov mitzvah kamach of tesam beizim atzcha elu b'shidu metz shem shem arayvid. V'ayein bor zeru Hashem dvarim chudashim b'din kavanas kinyan behefker. So we have a nice address here. If you look in the Orzeruah, who has a different gears than Rashi, and he says that Rashi is Mesupik, he was Magbiya below Miskavin the Hefker, is he Kona or is he not Kona? And according to our Pshat, he is Kona. And that's what Rashi's talking about in the first part of Rashi, where he says that if he's Kona it, the Lo Miskavin Lahaknos, because as long as he wasn't Miskavin to be Makna to his friend, then the Magbiya is Kona the object, because it's Dasacheris Makna, because the mafkir was mafk makinit v'dasacheres. And then Vayta Rashi is talking about an aveda. And an aveda, if he didn't have kavanas kinyan, so he's not kona, and mimele it's hefker until it comes into the hands of his friend. However, we still have to understand Lashon Rashi. Rashi's Messiah, b'kan yehai b'mayda akwe miyade dekamed l'shem kniya. So this guy is kona it. In other words, the rider is kona the object when he uproots it from the hand of the magbiya, the kam of the first fella, l'shem kniya, for the sake of acquisition. So it's difficult to understand. Because maybe he makes a mistake to think that a magbiya mitzila chaveru kona chaveru, and therefore he thought that he was already kona it when the magbiya, when the one who lifts it up, lifted it up. And if so, when he takes it from his hand, he's not miskaven l'shem kniya. And it's like we're learning about this, because of Shalohain, the Lokana, famous Gemara Yevamos, which we've quoted so many times, that if you plow in the property of a dead ger, and you think it's yours, you're not miskaven to be kona with this plowing, hoeing, you're not kona, because you have to know that this, what your mice is, that it's a kinyan. So here also, he thinks that the Magbiya, when he lifted it up, was Konid on his behalf, and now that he gives it, puts it in his hand, it's not the Kinyan anymore, and therefore he's not Kona. So Rav Nachman explains B'das Rashi, that even if he makes a mistake and he thinks that he's Konit when the first guy was Magbiya, nevertheless, since until now the object wasn't his Rishus, and only when he takes it from the hand of the first guy, he's machnis the Chafetz. B'Rishuso, he brings the Chafetz into his property. B'chai Gavna Shapir Konit, such an instance, he is very well Konit this object. B'afi Mutol Lachshu Shukar Konomi Kodim. And even if he makes a mistake to think he was already conned earlier, because even if he was conned earlier and it's his, but definitely until now it wasn't birshuso. And it turns out that b'shas hakirasu miyadei dekama, when he takes it from the hand of the first fella, he intends to be machmis the chepetz birshuso. U'bezen nigmar kinyano. So he wants to bring the chepetz into his rishus, and with that his kinyan is concluded. And in such an instance, he's conned. So it's dafka boder b'nichsei ager, and he thinks it's his. So at the time of the hoeing, he doesn't have kavan at all to be mosif al kinyano, because he thinks the kark is already his, and he's just plowing, he's hoeing, because that's what people do on their land. Therefore it's not a kinyan. But here, he wants to bring it into his rishus. So he wants to be mashlim the kinyan, because until the b'chef is his rishus, even though it belongs to him, but there's chisar in his kinyan. Like we see Mari dikin bovakamas on b'chesam at beis, that if a person is Mugai Zelbal and Sashua Bailam, both of them can't be Makdish. Zelfi Shen or Shalov, Zelfi Shen or Bershuso. So the Goizel can't be Makdish because it's not Shalov. And the Bailam can't be Makdish because it's not Bershuso. So you see that an object being Bershuscha is a Tosefis Kinyan. It adds on to the Kinyan when you're Machnesit Lershuso. So here in our case, even if he made a mistake, the Roche, and he thought that the Kona was with the Magbiya, acquired it on his behalf, and now that he's handing it over, he's handing it over to him, an object that already belongs to him. He doesn't have to take it in his possession in order that it should belong to him. It already belongs to him, because the Magbiya had Kavanah to be Kona on his behalf. Nevertheless, it's still going to be a Kinyan, You know why it's going to be a kinyan? Because the fact that it is rishus is a tosefes kinyan. That really adds on. It's much more yours when it's in your rishus. We say numerous times in Shas. There's an inyan of shalom, but there's also an inyan of rishuso. That when it's in your property, it's more yours than when it's not in your possession. So when he brings it in his possession, he's making it more his. And memela, that would be a kinyan. Older b'nich se'ager, your mom is doing nothing because in your mind, as far as the world of kinyan is concerned, because you think it's already yours. And when you do when you plow, or hoe, whatever you're doing, so you think you're doing it on your land. So that's nothing. That's not adding anything to your kinyan. So therefore, you're not kona. But in our case, it's adding. Because when he takes it into his rishus, now not only is it shalom, it's also rishuso. And remela, that also is effective to make it shalom. And that's why Rashi can say that if the first fellow wasn't miskaven liknos, it's hefker until it comes into the hands of the second fellow. And then he's konit when he takes it from the hand of the first fellow for the sake of kniyah. So that's a beautiful pshat in Rashi and the Mishnah and Bav Metzia and Daftes on the base. And I'm hoping to the Rabbanu Shalom that we're able to return to this topic because it's very, very fascinating. And we should continue seeing the flows. Mamash Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom.